Well, welcome back. It's my honor to introduce Chancellor Fox today to you. She will be giving us a brief presentation on telling us a little bit about the new Center for Innovative Therapies. Of course, Dr. Fox has been a big champion of the science here and the medical center, as well as, of course, the cancer center and some of the new things that we've been able to do. And there'll be, I think, a nice panel discussion and to wind up the meeting. And this has been a wonderful session, a great opportunity to discuss ideas. And I think we've already seen a huge amount of success today just by based on the types of interactions that have been going on. Dr. Fox.
Well, thank you, Tom. I'm delighted to be here this afternoon to welcome you to this final session of today's program. I think this is exactly the kind of interactions that we have to foster at universities so that the best discoveries can be translated in a very effective way. One of the things that attracted me when I first came to this university was to see the incredible synergy that exists and how the barriers between those that are trying to do the financial part and the scientific part are drawn down so that established colleagues from the private sector benefit from the advances we make scientifically. It's well known, of course, that world-class research takes place at UC San Diego in the health sciences, and here at the Moores Cancer Center, it's something we're very proud of. But even more important is the energy, the enthusiasm of the community to join in this partnership to make sure that as we work across those traditional boundaries, that we bring discoveries out of the laboratory and into the clinics. Practical application ultimately benefiting the public at large. So today you've heard updates about clinical trials that are helping patients thanks to these productive partnerships that were forged between academia and industry. You've heard presentations about promising basic research that with ongoing collaborative efforts and the imagination of people like you who are in this room will one day defeat malignancy and bring a cancer patient into remission. I want to thank the organizers and sponsors for bringing this impressive brain trust together. I thank all of you for attending. I hope also for your dedication in continuing to stay in close contact to advance our ability to prevent and treat disease and improve the lives of our patients. We're very, very excited that this new project, now in final stages, will be a bricks and mortar symbol of our community to driving discovery forward. It's a project we hope will receive Regents approval in the very near future, and we're at least quite confident that that'll happen. This new center will align our strengths as a university with the powerful tools and capabilities of industry. So the proposed Center for Innovative Therapies would be the second facility here in this research park, UC San Diego Science Research Park, and it's exactly the type of resource that we've been striving to bring to this park for several years. It will be a hub of interaction between industrial and academic colleagues with the common aim of preventing, managing, and curing disease. So that's your bill. I want you to prevent, manage, and cure disease. And do it before you leave. That'd be great. So we look forward to bringing this project to the UC Regents for their approval and working with so many of you in making that dream a reality. I know that Dr. Kipps and his team have been instrumental in bringing this project along, and Tom, I want to thank you sincerely for your leadership in that regard. Thank you all for coming. We look forward to being partners with you more closely.